Hello, hello, Beth here. Came on just a couple of minutes early to see if anything's going to work. So far, not a lot of things are working today, just so you know. But we just stick with it. Keep going. It's always my motto. Let's see if Rockfin wants to kick in. We've got some people over there, and it's going to work. I have no thumbnail there. But here we go, live on Rockfin. And I will grab a link. If you like Rockfin, then you can head over there. As you guys might know, I'm on a strike over at YouTube. So I've been bad. They put me in jail and, Oh, that's interesting. I can't comment. What's doing? Nothing's working today. So crappy. Well, how do you find me in Rockfin? Oh, well. If anybody is in the chat anywhere, I mean, I could share it with the Rockfin guys, but they're already there, so I think it won't work. And live for the first time also on X. Let's see if that's working. View on, and it's still, at least StreamYard still calls it Twitter. So let's see if I get a, looks like I am live on X. So I'll try that link. And we'll see if I can share that one. Probably not. Can't post to any of your current destinations. Okay. Got it. All right. So apparently YouTube rules the universe and they've told everybody that I'm bad and I can't talk to anyone. Fuck you. But I wanted to come and say hello to you guys. Anyway, maybe we'll get a couple of people on X or Twitter. I just want to start by saying I don't hold any illusions that X is the good platform. It's just fun to be somewhere that I don't have to watch my words. And I think Rockfin is like that too. So we can, I probably will watch my words anyway, tell you the truth. It's not like we're somehow immune over there or anything like that. But if you're in one of the chats and you want to jump in and say hello, we do have some people on Rockfin. That's so great. Nice to see you guys over there. This will be my fallback. If for some reason I got completely removed from YouTube, but I'll be on there, probably just doing some bumpers. I know I've threatened to do that in the past, and I think I just have to do it because, for better or for worse, I do have more people there than anywhere. People often suggest Rumble, and I've tried it and I've got an account there, but it is a, I don't know, I can't upload anything to that platform, and I don't have enough subs to live stream yet. And one thing I meant to look into is how to get Telegram here on my StreamYard. That might not be possible. You might have to, but I'll have to look into that. So, darn, I won't be able to have fun with you guys in the chat like I usually do. Because let's see what happens when I click this more button. And chat platform support. Okay, so it's not about being bad. It's just that. Yeah. Okay. And I am live on Fakebook as well, where my live streams are heavily suppressed. So anyway, we'll just get into it. This will turn into a recording if we don't have the fun part of living live conversations. Although if you guys are there on Rockfin, you want to chime in at any point? I would love to hear from you. I'm going to keep that window wide and clear and open right now. Because to me, the point of live streaming, I could just make videos, right? Excuse me, got a really big bug in my throat today. Goes on and on. But the beauty of live streaming is the community, is being able to say hello and have conversations live time. To me, that's what I thrive on. That's the whole point. So I was going to talk about death season today. I affectionately call this time where we're now, I believe our sun is setting at 4:27 in the afternoon. And today we had one of the dark days where you had to turn on the lights all day long. And they promised us snow. It's finally coming. They're right to the letter on every single little bit of the weather now. That never was the case. Do you guys remember the days when they were 100% of the time wrong? And I'm getting a fake message from Mike Winner over at AlphaCast. He's got looks like he's got a fake account, and he's probably going to ask me for money over there. That is not the real Mike Winner. I would like to have I would like to have Mike and Bear back on for an interview. I just want to think of a good lead topic. If you have anything that you want to hear them talk about on my streams, then let me know. Probably by next week, I'm going to be off of my my strike, and I'll be able to stream again to YouTube for just the first minutes or two. Hello to anybody who's over there on, we got a few people over on X. That's awesome. Nice to see you over there. I've been trying hard to get things active and meeting some good people. It's fun, right? You just put out and beacon out the things that you are passionate about and things that you believe in and are important to you. And then the right people tend to find you. That is a modus operandi for me that I decided, especially since the pandemic hit, or it was, I think, in the year before when I decided, okay, that's it. The veil's coming off. I'm just going to speak my piece. And yes, everybody's going to hear me. And there could be lots of fallout. And there was a lot of fallout. Maybe I'll start with that. I don't get invitations to Thanksgiving or Christmas or any events, family events anymore. And this was just a little joke of God's, because I do feel that God has such a humorous nature. And one of the words for, now this is the feminine side of God in India, is Leela. And it exactly means play, right? So have you noticed that God is a playful God, or, you know, however you want to say that. I've been going around the bend on the theological kind of thing, but I have come back to just more or less being myself with some new little tidbits, which are good and can be helpful. But so then I'm looking down at my, this is on Messenger, where you can find me, by the way, or on Facebook if you like. I'm looking down and I see a notification and it's like, oh my God, it looks like we're getting a group invite to Christmas dinner this year. And I'm going like, wow. And my whole being is going, wow, wow, wow. Like, what do I do with this after 3 years of a lot of no contact? And then, so I'm just going, doing the, like, you know, wow, wow, wow. And then I open the thread and I look at the very first post of who created the group and, you know, just looking for a little bit, sleuthing a little bit to see if I was added on purpose or not. Hopefully I can make it through this stream talking. And then, so no, so all they did was pick up an old group when I used to be part of it. And, I don't know if anybody knows I'm there or not, or if I'm seeing it or not. I'll treat it like I'm not there, because, you know, without some kind of explicit invitation, then it's pretty hard to, you know, just insert myself. And, you know, it would be just so awkward, because it would be a time of biting my tongue and not saying things that are real and true for me and not making any real and true connections, which is probably the reason that, you know, when all of this stuff started to happen in the world, it was just kind of our reason to gracefully kind of part ways. And it's not 100%. That's good. There's still a few people in the zone that I'm grateful to. And I have no idea. I don't think they're ever going to see my streams, but shout out to you that you still speak with me and are still kind to me. I have one nephew that's kind to me. I have a cousin by marriage that's still kind to me. So I want to shout out to them just in case they hear this. I'm not painting a broad brush. So I don't know if you guys are on Twitter at all or X. The URL still says Twitter, so I don't know. They haven't updated that, or they couldn't get the X URL. I don't know. But I would love to interact with you over there, because it is more fun when they can't come along and can your post. Hey, Donnie Wyatt, nice to see you. You broke in the chat. How did you do that? And thank you. I appreciate your compliment. You must be over on, no, you're on Facebook. Okay, great. So you broke in over there. And thanks for that. Yeah, appreciate any shares out on Facebook, because these streams never make it past 10 views. I'm always amazed. I actually did a test the other night, and for some reason, oh, thank you, Donnie. I appreciate it. I did a test the other night and that was popular. I don't know why, what the difference was there. Still trying to figure out these things. But yeah, if you happen to have an account over on X and you like speaking your mind, just saw a great interview, or not interview, but rant by Amanda Vollmer out of there, who I have, or out there who have interviewed many times, and she is probably, you know, the queen of censorship. I know a lot of people have gone through, like, not just a strike here and a strike there, but just to knock them down off of the platforms, off of the money systems, off of the everything. Hello, Mamiya Reynolds. I'm glad you got a notification. Fantastic. Yay. That's awesome. People usually rely on those more so. If we're not connected, by the way, at my website, then you can visit either BethMartins.com or freewillministry.live, and you can sign up for the King Hero Archetype Quiz there. And in about 10 minutes, you can learn where you are on the path of purpose. And then that keeps us in contact. So we'll never be dependent on these platforms. I've been doing that for a long time. I always feel really sad for podcasters who might have huge followings, like really big, and then they're so on the radar. And they've, you know, really been able to run their world by being connected there on that social media. And then all of a sudden, gone. All of their contacts gone. I know Freeman TV was in that situation, and he's on Twitter, by the way. So if you miss him at all, then that would be a good place to connect with him. And let's see, I've got a list of things to rant about, lots of things. And but I did also want to just say, you know, like in terms of death season, personally, I will, full disclosure, make an admittance here that I get irritated with death season. It is partly because my mom did die right in death season, the day before my son was born. Interesting, I was reflecting how my son was born in death season. And I am a Scorpio, so I'm no stranger to death. I've had my own near-death experience. And, you know, there's a lot, and there's Michelle over on Facebook as well. Nice to have you double there. That's great. And it looks like a few people are catching the X stream. So that's really good. It seems to work well over there. And the universe is testing your patience today. I know it's testing mine. I did about 100 things that didn't work, but I persisted. I thought, you know what, let's go. We have no thumbnail on Rockfin, whatever. We'll just, okay, whatever. Right. But the death season, it is difficult and it's very challenging. If you're this far north as we are in Canada, the disappearance of the light, what normally is extreme cold, now it's only, I think, -1 at best outside right now. I got out for walks the last couple of mornings. I went through the forest this morning and it was actually just perfect, just frozen enough so it wasn't a total mess to walk in. And that was very beautiful. And I was just reflecting on, you know, the trees as they're dead. And we've had a lot of flooding in the last couple of years. So the riverbank is quite a graveyard of trees, like doing this. And it's part of God's creation, right? What can you say? If you want to fight against death, good luck with that. It doesn't work, right? It doesn't work. Shout out to a couple of friends who are dealing with the loss of animals in the last couple of days. I've been hearing it is very, very intense. It is a very important relationship I know that people have, especially if they might have that nature child archetype going on. Often their animals are much more close to them than their humans are. And it is a place where people, Rose is here. Awesome. Nice to see you. Yay. Rockfin stream. I'm glad to see you on Rockfin. Yay. That's awesome. I could have had you on. I don't know if you're free, but you could come on. I'll grab a link because poor Rose, she's more censored than nearly anybody I know. How many channels have you lost on YouTube already? Crazy. But so there's no getting around death. It doesn't matter how great you are, how smart you are, how many accomplishments you have. Your mom died on Christmas Eve many years ago. Yeah. So that creates a kind of permanent association. And what we tend to do about death season or death itself is go into denial. And it's no mistake that people tend to die around this time of year because the lights are going out, right? And it gives you, if you're not yourself close to death, or even if you don't have people around you close to death, then it gives you the reminder of your own mortality. And to me, this is actually a very positive thing, because if we spend the whole life running away from death, then no life happens, right? And the Bible says in a lot of different ways, for better, for worse, on the Christian religion, I'm not there anymore, but I still find fun things happening in the Bible. And it says that from death comes life, right? And that symbolically is extremely true, where old things have to end in order for new things to begin. And that's just the way it goes. Now, nature doesn't register death. Oh, hello, Grace. Happy birthday to you as well. That's nice. I'm glad you're a Scorpio. Are we still in Scorpio? I think we are, eh? Is it for a little bit more before Sagittarius happens? I'm not very good at knowing those dates, but Scorpio is definitely no stranger to death whatsoever. Appreciate those birthday wishes. And there are ways to navigate the death season and the internal reminder of your own mortality in a graceful way. Doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't mean that it's not going to challenge you right to your core, right? Any little bit of illness. Now, you know, people are dropping like flies. I had, not fries, but flies. I had a birthday party a little while ago, and there were so many people who couldn't come because they were sick. And then there were at least four of us, I didn't hear about others, but that dropped like flies after the birthday party. And for me, it was a kind of death by cake situation, you know, maybe poisoning by glyphosate, because I got the glyphosate cake. Why did I do that? I don't know. I just thought, okay, you know, I've been really good and I'm really healthy and I'm really strong and I can take it, rah, 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 just like not noshing down this cake. Or I don't think I said that right. And then that night it was like, boom, just went off. Didn't even wait till the next day. Didn't sleep. You know, we're going into 3 years here or 3 weeks. I feel, of course, you know, infinitely better. And you should see me walk. Wow. I'm just like power walking, lots of energy. So good. And hello to Carmen over on Rockfin. Glad you're finding me there. That's awesome. So good. So I just wanted to say it's a kind of, instead of just making it a waiting game for this season, which I know for me is tempting, just like I was wishing, like, why didn't God make us as hibernators? Why don't we just crawl in somewhere and go to sleep until it's all over? Why do you think that God made us so different from animals? Because that's how they all survive it out there. You know, in a really warm day, you can still hear the squirrels, but they ain't like really running around in minus 20, minus 40. So how do you do this without just the waiting game and the, oh, I'll go to sleep or I'll go into a depression or hibernation or whatever it is, because that isn't unfortunately going to encourage your life force. It's not going to grow anything good in your life. It's not really growing season. It's more the reflecting and the introspective and knowing who you are and seeing, okay, what have my ways created up until now? What's my world look like that has been a product of my own internal navigation? And then looking at, like, is it working for me? Do I like this? Is it my beautiful world? Is it my vision? Is it my calling? Is it my purpose where I'm at and what I'm doing? And this is something that I feel extremely privileged, like when basically everything dies away, but, you know, just humbly keep moving forward, keep connecting with my students in particular are the big focus of my life right now with the Journey Code Coaching Certification training. And they are the deepest divers of anyone. If I still talked about mermaids, I would call them all mermaids. Hello, Never Not Now on Rockfin. Nice to see you. Welcome. And I love people who want to go deep and who want to have meaningful conversations and grow and you know, come together and develop intimacy in a way that you really can't do if you don't know yourself and you don't have a little bit of a handle on what triggers you, what activates you, and what that means. Triggers and activates, we hear that all the time. But what does it mean? It means that it causes you to operate more out of your unconscious than your consciousness. And that can make it seem like you're not really choosing your circumstances or you're not in control of your world, which is a lie, actually. I think God gave us all the control that we need. And it's programming that stops us from seeing that. Hello, Michael Mankinder. Nice to see you. I'm glad to have you here. And Grace said, this time of year, I usually wish you could fall asleep and wake up after the first year. Yeah, I know. I feel it too. And it's interesting when you say very immature, because that can definitely be the child archetype exactly to a T, that wants to crawl under the covers and just, you know, whatever, Netflix your way to the next little world, or, you know, just pretend it's not happening, go into denial, let the fears actually drive you there. Because in that place of being in the, you know, this comfortable, cozy zone where you can just sleep it off, it's not comfortable. It's not cozy. I don't know if you're like me, but if I sleep beyond what I actually need in terms of time to rest, then all I do is cycle through dreams, and usually annoying dreams. they usually get more annoying as I cycle through them as well. So it's my consciousness going like, there's life out there, go live it. And even if that life is death, because death is life, right? You can't have one without the other. At least it doesn't exist in our system, the way things go. And so we could say cute things like making friends with death, but that's really bullshit, because the being friends, it's not possible. But it is possible to, rather than use all of your might to not feel it, to not see it, to look away from it, to abandon yourself when you're afraid of it, or to abandon loved ones when they're going through it, right? They're not afraid of it. They're going through it. It's very real. It's very sobering. It's very humbling. It's very deep. It's very, on a strange level, can be very satisfying when, say, when you're going through grief and it brings up the worst feelings. And Never, you said, I'd love to be able to put your comment up. I can't, from Rockfin, but death has always been a part of life for you. Well, yeah, there you go. Are you Scorpio too? Or you're wise, or your life has put a mirror up to you by having circumstances that threaten your life or threaten the life of those around you. You know, we've been surrounded with all the people getting jabs. I actually did have a friend who died 2 days before my birthday. I just found out yesterday. Shout out to him, Donnie Vosters, who was one of my childhood friends, you know, if I consider my teens to be my childhood. And he was like, I just looked up to him like anything. He was 6 feet tall, so I really looked up to him and kind of fell in love with them. And then we reconnected in our adulthood, and he had really gone a different direction. And when I started to wake up to the agendas and all this crap, and I started to tell him, like, you wouldn't believe what I found out and all this that I know and everything. And he's like, oh, Beth, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you. Like, and he's like going, oh, might have to call the doctor, might have to take her to the mental institution or something like that. And I realized we really had gone completely different ways, but it doesn't stop me from sending some love to him and his family. And, but I know he was all completely jabbed up and was very, you know, I ended up blocking him because he came after me so many times on social media, always opposing every stupid thing that I said. And I finally hit the kill button on that. And interesting, Virgo. Yeah, I don't know that much about astrology. I have good friends that do. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Kai Pacha, who does the Pele Report. I have known him since 2010. I almost did some touring with him when back in the days when I was really promoting myself as a musician. And I was on his, it was a traveling healing show that he was doing, the Kai Pacha Healing Festival. And next thing you know, I got accepted to be one of the presenters, and I was pretty excited. And then I realized that his marketing, he didn't have a marketing team, and it really sucked how he was putting messages out there. So I offered to do an interview series for him, highlighting all of his presenters and him in a series. This was my first foray out there into the airwaves, called Break Free Stories, right? And I was actually really proud of that. I just re-listened to the story. I'm probably going to be publishing it in some way. Might have to do some edits because I made a lot of rookie errors as a podcaster at the time. And it's really annoying. I'm like, somebody tell her to stop. Somebody mute her. So I might just do a little edits and put it out again because it's a very good one. But shit, what was I saying? I interrupt myself a lot it's just me. About navigating death, and it's if you run away, it will suck the life out of you and it'll pull death in. But if you turn around and you just say, right, like if somebody's chasing you, somebody's coming after you, at some point you're gonna be turning around. If they're nipping at your heels or worse, you're gonna turn around. And you're going to look into the situation really closely. Are they truly a perpetrator? Are they truly out to harm you? Or are you just activated by programs? And then you can start to, you know, experience what you don't want to experience, which means unconscious. That's all that means. Really demystifies that. And you become conscious of what you were hiding from yourself before then, because it was too freaky, too scary. Right. And one of my mentors that I never met in person, I just worked with his students. He would talk about how our fear of dying is the experience of dying. And I see that now because I've gone really, really deep into that one. And I've been through my health challenges. And they always remind me that I'm mortal. Like, I did go through something at the end of the summer and the early months of the fall that I thought, like, okay, God, is this it? Is this my time? I made it 20 plus years since my other near-death experience. Is this how long I had? Well, no, I'm still here. But I went into it and I really did the work and I allowed myself to face that, which brought up a whole new level of fears. People always say they're not afraid to die. And it just, unfortunately, is not really the truth. And Justin Billington, yay, I'm glad you found us. So yeah. One way or the other. Fantastic. Glad to have you here. So good. And can I turn the chat on Twitter? They're not letting me do that. How would I do that? Let me see. There's three dots up here. I can report my own broadcast. I don't want to do that. Sad. Why don't they let me chat? Is it something? If anybody over there has any clues for me, please let me know. I'm still figuring this out. Yeah, sad. Because I would love to chat with you there over on Twitter, if you're still there. And you'd rather be called a crab than a cancer. There you go. Yeah, I think that's the word that got me canned on with Dr. Melissa Sell. She said that word a lot, and I could just feel it. Ding, 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 ding. Algorithms like, whoa, 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 whoa. Catching me. So, oh, man. Yeah, it's not on. Hey, never now, not now. Do you know how to turn it on? That's my only thing. There might be some internal settings. I'll have to go and check that out after. So I'm just troubleshooting with this stuff. So let's see. And you got Missy there with you too. Hello, Missy. Nice to see you. I hope you guys are both doing well. A couple of good ones over there. Yeah, we're not only in our shortest days. How many days? 13 days left until our solstice, if you count the 21st to be the solstice. And we're about to be new moon. It might be new moon. If I could see the moon, I bet it would be new, or maybe just the teeniest little sliver. And sometimes I see that new moon coming and I'm like, no, because it's another death season on a monthly basis, right? Like that you go through that energy again. And this was a time when I looked up and I went, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Right. This is so good because it's institutionalized time for resting, reflecting, clearing, cluttering. If you got shit to move out, the new moon is the perfect time to do that. It's so natural. And when there might not be any real forward momentum kind of energy, then the new moon is just beautiful. So no, you don't. I'll check around. I'll do a little sleuthing. X is actually pretty good at its help. I noticed all my questions got answered there. Hello, Talbot Christopher. Nice to see you're listening on X. And it says you have to be subscribed to access the chat. Ah, okay. So you'll have to follow me, or you'll have to have. So it looks like you can watch on X, but you can't. And it's the same on YouTube, right? If you don't have an account and you're not logged in, then you can't join the chat. So that's where, that's what it is. Is anybody over there logged in on X and can make a comment just so I can see if it works here on this stream? That would be awesome. Even if you just say, you know, hello or X or anything like that. And I can go, you can delete your comment after, or can you on that platform? I don't know. I upgraded to the annual thing and it still doesn't really let me edit my posts, which is sad. You have to be careful over there and look at them carefully. Is there typos in there? Is that what I meant to say? But anyway, new moon coming. So yeah, good time for that. And then I'm going to share a what might seem like a random point on something that I often hear people in the astro-theological side of the Bible talk about angels being angles. And it's like, yeah, okay, right? Like, yeah, okay. And they're all about the angles of, you know, whether you got a square, or you got a conjunct, or I don't know. I'm just throwing words out there because I hear them. I hear other people say them. I don't know what they mean. And I just, I don't know. It didn't land, didn't really say, yeah, subscribe to premium to chat. Really? That sucks. That totally sucks. Oh, well, we're never going to have some chats over there because I'm not encouraging people to subscribe to premium at all, unless you want to, and it serves you. I thought it would help me with the live stream. And so yeah, angels and angels. And then there was this moment, very humble moment. And I have a deck. So when the sun shines, it gets a little bit of sun. And I've often been using that, you know, go jump on the trampoline, get my sunshine, get some vitamin D. Not for a long time, won't happen again, I think, that I'll make vitamin D. And there's Stacey. Yeah, aspects are based on angles between planets in your natal chart. Yes, exactly. And so I'm standing there, and because the sun was at a certain angle, I only had like a little triangle at the corner and the back of my deck. So I got up on my stool and I stood up so the sun could see me. And I realized about angles and angels. And if I didn't get the right angle, it's just like the sun wasn't there. Right? You say from a child's perspective, they might think the sun is gone. It's not there anymore. But no, the sun is there. It's just I'm at the wrong angle. And so when I get in, and then I thought to myself, what did I do? I went down my stairs and out my door and around the back, and I found a place that was a much better angle, standing against a building. And it went from feeling really cold to feeling quite warm and beautiful. And I'm standing there and people are like walking by and wondering what I'm doing. And then I just thought, and it's kind of angelic, like when you get the right angle, you know, not just with the sun or not, but in your life where, and you know, in alignment with people, in timing is a kind of angle, right? When you show up at the right place in the right time and you actually do what's being called by that moment. I know, whoa, Stacey, right? Yeah, perspective is everything. It really is. And it's kind of like when you are trying to have a relationship with God and you're, you know, where's God? Where's God? Where's God? God doesn't come anymore, or God's not answering my prayers, or God isn't hearing me, or I don't feel the spirit. And, you know, in reality, it's just that you're not looking towards God. You're looking away from God. You got a different angle, right? And as soon as you look towards God, then boom, there, that's where the spirit is. That's where the life is. So thank you, Mummy Reynolds, for getting that. And yeah, Stacey, it was a big little realization. And so, yeah, now it makes a lot more sense. So I get the astrological thing of angles, but this is perspective is everything. It really is. You call that basking in the sun's light. Beautiful. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. And you got the double sun there. Is that what they mean by double sun? I think that's something different. Anyway, let's see. Just because I'm remembering it right now, having said the double sun, and that reminds me of Crow 777. I don't know if Rose is around anymore. But I'm going to be hosting both Jason Lindgren and Crow for interviews separately, though, because I really want to hear Jason talk. And I find if him and Crow are together, then it's more, I just want to hear, what Jason has to say. And I hope they don't mind me saying I'm going to be meeting them in person. Yay. Amazing. So good. Pretty, pretty excited. My son and I are going to take a trip all the way south in the US and have some live time. So that's amazing. Pretty excited. So Jason is going to be speaking here on December 20th. That's, I guess, is the solstice or the day before. I didn't do that on purpose. And we're going to be talking about the hero's journey because they did such a deep dive. In fact, that's how I met them. I had a friend send me their little series on the hero's journey, which if you haven't caught, go over to crow777radio.com. And you can at least catch the first hours there, which are very worth it. And the $8 for the second hour is extremely worth it. I've been a member for a long time and I always get something. Both some smart fellows. Yeah, exactly. I think Crow's not going to be on until February because of all the traveling that I'm going to be doing. Speaking of traveling, I'm also going to be, you guys might know already, but I'll say it again. I'm going to be speaking at Anarchapulco on their first day, which is February 11th in 2024. And pretty excited to be going and pretty excited that a whole bunch of my friends are coming. Like amazing. I couldn't have like begged them or told them or said you must come. I know many people have been considering it. It is an investment, and it's a good one where if you have some kind of idea how to make use of getting yourself in a group full of people that are of like minds, and you know they definitely tend to be more the capitalists. They call themselves anarcho-capitalists. And they're not afraid of business. They're not afraid of promotion. They're not afraid of money. They're not afraid of a lot of grown-up things that people who are more married to the shadow of the child archetype, for example, will not be so comfortable with. But I didn't know that I was going to have such a good connection with them the first time that I went, and I was very lucky. I just pounded on the door and got myself on one of the stages and gave my talk, and it turned out that there was just so much resonance between us. I think that's part of it because I was born and raised by entrepreneurs who also were never afraid of that, and it's a gift. It's a real gift. So I encourage you, if you have any means whatsoever, to come. It's complicated, I want you to know, because Acapulco got hit by a level 5 hurricane. Social media doesn't like Anarchapulco. I want you to know, I just got a post canned on TikTok of all places where I'm trying to get up and running right now. And they canned my Anarchapulco video. Go figure. I didn't think they had, and I've got like, I don't know, 5 people on there or something like that. I have no idea. They must be just so completely on the radar that any little breath of Anarchapulco gets wiped. So that's pretty frustrating, and in a way good, because it just means that it goes more underground. Underground means grassroots and growing. And I've pulled a lot of grass in the last 3-4 years now, and I know what grassroots means. It's really hard to get rid of grass, really hard, because of the way that it roots, and it goes all, you know, sideways like a bullet, like an arrow, and breaking ground and so yeah, that they don't like that, but that's coming up on the 11th to the 16th of February. And even if you can just grab a virtual ticket, then that will be cool. I'm going to be talking about ascension myth busting specifically for King Heroes, who can get really caught in that trap, and kind of speaking to myself in that way. So just so you know, that's coming up. someone just said to me, oh, Beth, are you presenting at Anarchapulco? And I said, yes. And they came back and they said, you deserve it. And while I know that they were really just trying to say something kind to me, and that this was, so I didn't jump on them at all. but I do have a pet peeve with this. And I did actually in the House of Free Will. If you don't know, the House of Free Will is my private association. And I do weekly snippets, videos that are tend to be very personal and very deep, and often show you a window into the back end of my world. And so I did quite a rant there over on about the deserving thing. But this deserving thing, it is first of all, I'll just blurt it out. It's programming, right? When somebody tells you you deserve it, it's so tempting to go, oh yeah, I deserve it because I'm so great. But what they don't know, and I'll just say it in short form, and if you like, you could come over to the House of Free Will and see the long form, that the flip side of that deserving is undeserving, right? The flip side of being worthy is being unworthy. And then so you're in the trap, and people don't realize that they've been conned into trying to be worthy their whole life. It's like running from death, running from unworthiness, running from being undeserving. The word itself, deserving, is very interesting. I actually forgot to say this on the snippet. It's de-serving. That means it's not serving, right? To be deserving, you don't want to be that. And then to be undeserving probably is the deserving part. And that's how we ended up with all these like mind fucks going on. And so I just want you to know that if somebody, say somebody has something good go on in their life, and it's maybe an accomplishment or an award or a recognition of some kind, tell them like, wow, that's fantastic. I'm so happy for you. But to project onto them that they're deserving, it doesn't serve them. It actually doesn't serve them. They might be happy consciously. Sorry, but the net result is going to be to flip them into the programming. And that's not, you know, it's not your intention probably to do that. And we really don't even need someone to say that we're deserving or undeserving in order to flip into that programming, although that can be the case. So I just wanted to do a little rant about that. When you see people doing well and you're happy for them, just be happy for them. Just go, yay, cheer, you know, cheer for them. And affirm the goodness. And that does help a lot. It does. You know, I'm not looking for that in my life. I'm not combing around looking for who's giving me props. But some days when those props come and people just say things nice like that, it goes a long way, and it does actually encourage me to keep going. So just want you to know that. And that's not the reason to come I'm not calling for that or begging for that. It's just when it's genuine, when it's authentic, then it really is a beautiful thing. And I've been slamming these today. This is dandelion coffee. That's actually, I think it's bamboo coffee. There's no dandelion in here. And you don't know if she fits your style, but check out True Seeker 0101111. Okay. For a possible interview. Okay. Good to know. Is that Jen, by the way? True Seeker? There's so many. She is fun. Okay. I like fun. Fun is good. Oh, and that's another stream that I'm trying to set up right now. We haven't totally nailed the date. It might be the December 28th, just before the fake new year. And if you're familiar with the Spiders, Benjamin Balderson and Sean Elger, SB Elger, and Jim Madden, and a few other, I want to say, characters, but not unaffectionately or without love. The last time I tuned into a Spiders stream, I believe it's regularly Saturday night, more or less. And I kept trying to turn that off and go to bed. I couldn't. Why? Because it was so funny. So like an intelligent humor. And they were riffing and they were down the rabbit hole and working with some AI images and stuff like that. Every single time I went to turn it off, I'm like, bah, ha, ha, no, that's funny. This is good stuff. And there's something that is something that I appreciate so much is when people have really smart humor. And I just love that stuff. So I was thinking, how nice would that be to come? Yeah, they are fantastic, Michelle. And so I thought, how much fun would that be if they came on the King Hero's Journey and goofed around for the making fun of the new year kind of thing. And speaking of the new year, I am going to be putting out an offer in the next, I don't know, 2-3 days. I'm not putting any massive pressure on myself, just to, we'll see when it happens, to do some archetype readings for people that I haven't done very much. And when I went down the Christian rabbit hole, I might have thought like, oh, maybe I'm being evil or something like that. It's like, no, you can't stop me from reading archetypes. I read them in nature. I read them out in the, you know, with people in the grocery store, or I'm with my son, or I'm on social media or wherever. You can't stop me from seeing the patterns that God creates. And so if you're looking for direction and strategy for your year to come, even though it's a fake new year. Now, in a way, it's way to our advantage to be a fake new year. The actual new year doesn't come until the spring. That's nature's new year, right? We all know it. That's when things grow and newness happens, new life and new love and all that kind of thing. So it gives you January, February, and March, depending on when you're, like, we don't really get spring till May, but it gives you at least 3 months, maybe 4 months, to plan and strategize. Now, we all know God is that playful. There is that very playful element. And I just heard a really good thing today about how strategies can change, but purpose doesn't change. And so if you really get behind the scenes and you see mostly where you're stuck on your hero's journey, then you get incredible insight. This was an exercise I did with my students a few weeks back and got them to identify where on the hero's journey they were stuck. And oh my gosh, it was so powerful just to see it. And I wrote in my book about the 8 archetypes of the hero's journey. And I've also taken license to rewrite the 12 classical stages of the hero's journey. So anyone who wants to see me for this reading, we'll look at those first. I'll ask them some questions in advance, and then I'll help them see where are you at on this journey. What is in your face? What's pushing up that needs some attention, needs some work, needs to go from that unconscious place to being aware of it, so you can heal the shadows and you can make use of the gifts that are there in that place. Because God installed gifts at every single stage of the hero's journey without fail, right? And the shadows, if you found the shadows, you found the gifts. So that's the good news. If you found the gifts, you found the shadows, and that'll keep you humble, which is really good. And anyway, that is going to be coming up. So you can watch out for that if you're not already on my website and connecting with me behind the scenes there. That's where I'm going to be talking about it in emails. And you fall asleep to them every Saturday night. There you go. But how do you fall asleep, Justin? Because they're so funny. I can never fall asleep when they're that funny. So anyway, but never not now. If you feel like it, pop a link in. I don't know if Rockfin will allow you to pop a link to that so that I can hear that. That'd be great. And then this is another thing that this is a really happy thing when I was speaking to a friend the other day, and he just randomly wanted me to share a Christmas thing. So, and then he said, by the way, did you know Donnie died, our friend? And I'm like, no. So I immediately called him. and a while back we had a talk, I think just when the pandemic was beginning, and I could not believe it, because this guy is, you know, was my first foray into understanding anarchy. He was an anarchist. He was, he would rail against the machine like any young anarchist does in a, you know, maybe not productive way, but he taught me that. Now, I didn't actually need to be taught that rules could be broken, but he was a living example for me of somebody that, you know, just wasn't just like going along to get along. But then all fast forward to the pandemic, and he's been completely indoctrinated and by his job and, you know, got 3 jabs. And I think he passed on the next 3 or 2. I'm not sure how many we've got going on here. And then next thing you know, he's talking about libtards, and he's talking about that, like, why can't people see Justin Trudeau? He's such a tyrant. And then he's talking about, because this guy has a mind. He has his wits about him, even though he's pretty indoctrinated again. He still has logic. Yay for logic. Yay for a brain that works. And then he says, like, can't anybody see how all of these people are getting the jab, but they're getting sick? He's telling me, like, don't they see this? And I'm like, yay, in the background of my mind. I'm just like, yay, this is so exciting. And then he continued to talk and reaffirmed germ theory. And I thought, you know, am I going to go and try to do some surgery on him? No, doesn't work. I'll just be nice to my friend and let him, you know, he's come a long way. So that gave me so much hope that, are there others like him? Right. You know, because I don't know a lot of normal people anymore. I just don't. They don't really want anything to do with me. But I think it's kind of interesting how death season does tend to bring old friends to the forefront again. Does anybody else notice that? That old friends maybe you don't really connect with on a regular basis seem to come around in death season. And I think it's looking for those roots and looking for those ties back to a past that was threaded purposefully, right? When you look back in your life, you can see purpose perfectly. When you look forward, it's like murky. Oh, I can't see a thing. I don't know what's happening. I'm blind. Can't tell anything. So let's see. Yeah, so pretty excited that people are waking up. I notice that there's still a healthy amount of doomsday bullshit out there. And people are, you know, they're on the Telegram channel. If you're not on the King Hero chat, please do join me there. There's a channel and a chat. Once you get onto the channel, it's got a link right to the chat. So that's where we can have daily conversations. And then people still do post doomsday stuff. And I try to not be, an asshole about that. But you might find I'm not liking those posts. And I definitely don't love them. Because what good do they do? You know, even if it were true, which is mostly not true, right? You look at the doomsday things, they never come true. So I was speaking with Brendan Sterling today, who is the creator of Safe Haven Portfolio, a guy that is, hello, Leah Flynn, nice to see you. Happy Friday to you as well. And so Brendan is somebody that is not, you know, he didn't come at the truth from the truther movement. He came at the truth more through his senses, the same way my other friend did, just like noticing things don't work and having some early experiences in life with evil and all of that kind of thing. So he wasn't indoctrinated as much as we were with our doomsday scenarios. Like for me, what got me was the financial collapse doomsday. I didn't fall for the boogeyman virus. I didn't fall for, like, you know, all the Scarians, and there are lots of things I didn't fall for, but I did fall for the financial collapse. And so I've got a couple of interviews. I believe they're still live. They don't seem to get censored. When you're just talking about financial stuff, the algorithms really aren't tuned into that at all, that I can tell anyway. And so he's been on for a couple of really good interviews, and apparently he's got a documentary coming out about all the mess with trusts that people have got to been taken sideways. And this is a subject, like, it is not a freedom subject. It's not a truth subject. It is a legal and a financial subject. That's what it is. Let's get real here. And this is a kind of growing up that people need to do. And so our world, there's all kinds of infiltrators. They're either grifters looking to make some money, or they are completely misled, or they are paid to mislead. One of three categories that controlled op shows up in. And so one of the things everybody was fighting about, and all the fear about the BRICS stuff that was all supposed to happen in July and August, it was all like imminent. And I won't be able to speak half a sentence intelligibly to it. So I'm going to save it for the interview. But Brendan's going to come on the 21st. So it looks like I got back-to-back interviews, with one with Jason on the 20th. And then Brendan on the 21st to just debrief on all of that. Because you can't just go and spread doomsday shit and then not have some kind of recognition, like, oh, that didn't happen. Oh, that didn't happen. Oh, that didn't happen. And it seems like people, they just go on to the, oh yeah, well, it didn't happen, but it's going to happen. It's just around the corner, right? We all know we people in our world, even some that I love a lot, but you know, it doesn't help. And then if you're navigating like doomsday is going to happen, chances I think are pretty higher because you're holding that in mind. You're teaching God how your life is going to go more like doomsday. Well, I just can't go that. I can't live like that. That's not a life worth living. And people get high on fear and they get, you know, adrenaline from that fear and they get addicted to that. Like it's sugar or can I say cocaine or heroin or whatever. So that I'm looking forward to that interview. And Leah said, you've decided God always wins. He tries the cabal may, their plans will inevitably fail. You believe God is using them to wake people up out of their deep sleep in the matrix to come out of slavery, grow up and become the stewards we were created to be. Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And I play with that wins part. That's a program for me. That is, I'll say that winning part. Yeah. So I tend to want to glom onto that. And then, you just can't win over the force of life itself. So here's another thing that's going to be coming up. I have no date for it yet. And if you haven't seen, I did interview Daniel David Iam, or Oscar Pensky is his name. He's over there on Fakebook is where he does most of his posts and streaming. I think that's the only place he does it. And Carmen, you love Brandon Sterling. That's awesome. Yeah, I love him too. I love him too. You know, he looks like he's only 12, but he's got a lot of knowledge and how to, just the simple things like what actually is. He knows that stuff. And can be good for someone like myself that's pretty, you know, not studied in financial facts that way. And so Daniel is coming on to talk about a subject that I heard him speak about several times. And it's so interesting because he comes from the Christian world. He's, you know, born and raised in it and spent a lot of time like going in and out of Christian rabbit holes and struggling with addiction and a kind of crazy life. He told the story on the last live stream that I did, really, really amazing story that you should catch. And so he's had no fear of pulling out, what's that game where you pull out the sticks and you see if everything holds together? So he's pulled out a lot of sticks from the Christian faith and been brave to look at subjects that will get him actually pretty persecuted and attacked and stuff. But now his world is quite clean. It's more full of people that genuinely appreciate what he has to say and everything. So, you know, so in the Christian religion, there's you only kerplunk. Oh, kerplunk. Okay. Isn't there another, is it Jenga or is that different? Yeah. Kerplunk. Thank you, Justin. That's my childhood coming back to me there. So he's looking at the masculine God that is put out, you know, God the Father. And I really like God the Father. I like having a father. I like having someone feeling like I have a father. Jenga as well. Yeah, nice, Carmen. But it's not the whole picture. It's just not the whole picture because God created everything in masculine and feminine. So why would the element of God be different is what Daniel says. And so I don't want to spoil the whole thing for you, but if you read carefully in the beginning, you know, there was the word and God created the heaven and the earth and split the waters. You know, whole FE subject comes up loud and clear in there, really beautiful. And he pointed out, and another friend of mine pointed out, that it never says God created the water. It says the spirit hovered over the water. I was looking at those words last night and I'm going, whoa, like this, whoa, right? And of course, when you've got spirit and water, wind and water, you have the masculine and the feminine, right? Water is much more feminine element. They have lied to us about water. It's not H2O. Pretty darn sure. Because if in order to extract hydrogen and oxygen from water, you need to add hydrogen and oxygen to the water. You right? It's its own thing. It should be on the elemental table. It can't be broken down, but they want us to think it can be broken down. And then so when the spirit hovers over the water, and then Daniel talks about it, like the spirit actually impregnates the water, brings spirit to life or something like that. That's my interpretation. And it's a kind of wow revelation, actually. And so this has been my way that I'm praying and meditating in these last days, is that spirit is welcome in these waters, right? And then bling, more life comes in these waters. Like, amazing, right? So that's pretty exciting. I will keep you posted about that, the masculine and the feminine we're going to talk about there. I don't know if that's going to be right away or the new year. He's going to make quite a presentation out of it. Maybe we'll make it a House of Free Will thing, or I don't know. Speaking of the House of Free Will, we're doing a movie event this weekend on Sunday afternoon for us. If you're in Europe, that's going to be a Sunday evening. And if you're in Australia, that'll be the middle of your night. But we do have one Australian member who comes, and we'll get up like at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. I know wow about water, Carmen. I know. And then we'll join us for fellowship meetings. So we're going to be watching a movie called A Street Cat Named Bob. And someone in the, as one of the members sent this to me, shout out to you, love you. And I thought, oh my gosh, am I branded about cats? Anyway, that's a whole different stream and subject I'm not ready to talk about yet. But so she sent this movie to me, and then it looked like, you know, even when you hear the name of Street Cat Named Bob, it sounds like Disney, and it sounds like something light, and even starts out with what looks like Disney, and just like, you know, it's going to be some cute cat story that I'm going to act like, you know, honestly, I just don't go looking for those things. People send them to me. And you speak to your living waters when you do healing work on yourself. That's beautiful. I love that. Right. And water has memory, and it takes form. And we know that it can actually take on the energy, right? That's yeah, really good. And then cat lady. No, I'm not. It's a bad rumor. It's just not. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. So the movie turned out to be extremely profound, actually, and deep, and brought up very meaningful questions that can't easily be answered. And I love those. I love those, because why? They're very fertile for discussion and connection. And so on Sunday, we're going to be getting together. You do have to be a member of the House of Free Will. So if you haven't already applied for a membership, then you can visit my website. Now, it's out of date. I want you to know things are a little different, and I need to go almost immediately and at least take out some stuff there that's not true. Someone just brought my awareness to it today. Thank you very much. Shout out to you, by the way. But I'll be doing that real soon. It's mostly all good, but there's some really genuine, beautiful connections that have been made, and I think a really good foundation. There's about 180 members, and we have regular fellowship every single week. Now we get together for fellowship, and it's totally unrecorded. So there's no, you know, you don't have to censor yourself or worry like who's going to hear this in the future. And we had some very deep discussions there. I like that a lot. And we'll have some movie events. I need movie suggestions, but really good ones, not the shitty ones. I'm a real movie snob. There were a few I watched when I had this detox thing going on, and I so regretted it. I still have poison inside me from that. And they were just like, you know, about chefs and cooking and stuff like that. I still have it. And every time I cook now, darn it, I like go back to that not good programming that I have to let go of. And you don't want to start any rumors. There you go. Yeah, I'll tell that sad story. There I got a sad story. Oh, well. And then let's see what else is going on. Just in the House of Free Will, there's a weekly snippet. And like I said, there are always messages that are really close to my heart and deep, and often come from questions that people have that are deep, because I got deep people around me. And Waking Life is a good one. Okay, good. I trust your, okay, that's really good. I will definitely look that up. Absolutely. So yeah, meaningful, deep, you know, real. It's hard to get in Hollywood, but I think there are some that The Giver is good too. Okay. Let me write that down. I like that. That sounds like the nurturer archetype to me. I work with that a lot. So thank you for that, Leah. And yeah, so just have to visit BethMartins.com or freewillministry.live. I might not call it a ministry anymore just because it's not the most strategic thing for, we were thinking that was going to be like, make us all immune to the system. It's like, nope, that flags you to the system right there. So yeah, things are really different than I thought they were, I'll tell you. But I think that's pretty much everything that I had planned to talk about today. I'm really glad to come on and just test the extreme, which seemed to be working. I think it worked. It was working. I don't see it anymore. Oh, well. Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. I'll go and check that out and see how I might be able to help people turn the chat on. I think you just need an account and need to be logged in, I believe. That's all. And so I think that's all for now. I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your day. I hope you enjoyed this stream. If you did, then you don't mind to help me share it out, that would be great. We had a nice turnout on Rockfin, I'm glad, because mostly people, when they have access to YouTube, and I can be super lazy that way too. It's old habits that you're on a platform and you get notifications, so there's nothing wrong with it. And I will continue to stream to YouTube, but I'm going to be disciplined and only do, you know, the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And nice to see you, never not now. I'm on my way as well. So I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of the day. And thank you, Leah. I hope I see you at the movie event or at the a fellowship event. That would be lovely to connect. I hear you've connected with somebody really nicely as well. They were singing your praises. Much love. And I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your evening. Bye for now.